大家好，我是 Jenny， 你正在收听由开源英语带来的潘吉 Jenny 告诉你。
Hello, Adam I am.
Why are you speaking weird?
Well, one, Star Wars just came out. That was pretty cool.
星球大战里的人是这样说话的。
Have you seen the little green guy, Yoda? Yoda I am. Well, Yoda always speaks in a very ungrammatical way.
Ungrammatical.
Right, so it means that every sentence has a grammar mistake. Now, we can understand him. And very, very cute he is. But today, we really want to talk about grammar mistakes that native speakers, like Yoda, make.
对，因为说到英语是母语的人士啊，我们会感觉 we assume that everyone speaks perfect English、mm-hmm. with perfect grammar.
Uh-huh.
但其实 no.
Yes, that's true. I should say first that when I went to China, I made the same assumption about Chinese people and the Chinese language. Well, just to be clear, I've traveled to a few countries in the world, France, for example. Going to France, I thought that everyone here, every French person will speak perfect French with perfect French grammar, and no. No.
对，所以我们今天的节目呢，就会分享一些啊 ，native speakers 也常犯的语法错误。然后呢，这其实也像一面镜子啦，可以帮我们也纠正一些我们可能同样犯的错误，以及 a lot of these mistakes， 我觉得就不是那种很严重的。对日常这样说的话别人也不会觉得怎么样。
Well, that's why some of these still exist, right? Because again, we did not learn grammar in school. We learned it from our parents. Our parents would correct us.
哦，是吗？所以你从小就是上 English, 上英语课、语文课的时候老师不会教你们语法。
I did not start to learn grammar until I started to learn French.
Really?
Yeah.Yeah, no, we did not learn grammar in school.
So, 一个 average, 一个一般的 native speaker, 你跟他说什么主谓宾啊，然后一些句式啊，结构他是不知道的嘛。
Yeah, they would all be like, huh? Now, also it depends how old that person is. Like my parents' generation, they of course learned all of that. My generation, where I am from, we did not learn that. But who knows about these kids? Maybe these kids are all grammar fans.
我的儿子一年级的那个，对，他们还没有学语法。三年级的那个就是会一句句子里面会让他们什么把动词画出来了，把什么有些简单的。好 ，Well, there are actually several common grammar mistakes native speakers make. 那我们现在 ，which one do you want to start with?
Well, I think we should actually start with one that native speakers don't often confuse kids.Might confuse this one. And the reason why we should start with this is because it might make some of the next ones a bit more clear.
Okay.
And of course, a lot of our users will ask us, what's the difference between he and him?
Okay.
And this is our kind of beginner users often ask this question. And of course, the difference is he is the subject.
主语
Him is the object.
啊，对对对。
So it's always, you know, he said, she said to him.
是的，是的，就主谓宾这个结构，
对
不对？
So that's pretty simple. I think everybody gets that. Now, it gets a little more complicated when there's two people. When two people are the subject or two people are the object.
Oh, 比如你和我，到底是 you and I 还是 you and me 呢？
Okay, well, so that's a very good question. So this is what I was talking about with...our parents and when our parents correct us because if I would have said something like me and Jenny went to the store then my parents would have said Jenny and I and we would have had to say Jenny and I went to the store
这是因为 Jenny and I 这两个都是主语
That's right, they're both subjects So Jenny and I went to the store Jenny and I bought some milk
但是日常生活中确实有一些 native speakers 会用比如 Adam and me went to the bar.
Right, or me and Adam. Right,
对 I mean, me and Adam.
Right, so again, a kid will always say that because, of course, me first. right, me and Jenny went to the bar. Me and Jenny bought a few drinks. Me and Jenny had to get a taxi.
但是这个谁和 me 是完全不能用吗？还是当它是 object 的时候可以
？When it is the object, that's great. So, so to continue our story, we were at the bar. We had too much to drink.So the police came and they gave some tickets to Jenny and me.
Oh, so you 就要看它在这个句子里面到底是主语还是宾语。
This one is really funny because a lot of very educated people, they will not say me and Jenny, but they will always say Jenny and I for an object.
Oh.
They think that it sounds more sophisticated.
但是是错的吧
It's wrong, yeah.
但是 object 的时候应该是 me.
Right, exactly.
Okay, 好，谢谢你非常清楚的讲解，终于搞清楚了什么时候用 I, 什么时候用 me.
Well, this was Jenny's idea, so thank Jenny and I or Jenny and me.
应该是 Jenny and me, 因为是 object, right? 好的，那 any more mistakes?
This one is the big one, and this is the one that drives me crazy. I don't care if people make grammar mistakes. I don't. I really don't. What I hate is people who think they are smarter than you, who then make the mistakes.
Oh.
Right? If the person goes around and uses a word like whom, for example, but they use it too much and they sound like an idiot. Hate these people.
我们现在说一下，who 大家都知道谁，对吧？ Mm-hmm. 那还有一个谁呢？是 whom.
Right.
就是在 who 后面加一个 m。
Mm-hmm.
然后我觉得最常出现的就是什么 to whom it may concern.
To whom it may concern. Well, actually, this is why I wanted to start with he and him. With that subject and object distinction. Because you're right, to whom it may concern, it means that I am writing the letter to whom it may concern.
就那个是动作的接收者。
Right, right, exactly. And that can be thought of as an object.
Object, 对。
So, who is the subject? Who is that man? And of course, to whom did that man give the letter? is not an elegant sentence, but it is a grammatically correct one. So we really need to think about who and whom in these subject-object senses.
这个关系啊。
Right.
那就这些比较自以为是的人犯一个典型 whom 的错误是什么呢?
Okay, two levels. There's two levels of this. And again, one level I do not care about. One of them is just something, you know, people will try to correct me on it, and I just don't care.
是是。
That's what, who do you love? Who do you like? It should be whom.
语法上最正确的应该是 whom.
Right.
因为它是动作接收者。
Right, right, right. But questions like that, really simple questions, no one really cares about. It gets more complicated when we get to examples like Jenny said before, to whom? To whom did you give the letter? To whom did you give the whatever?
Okay.
Those ones, I don't care about. You guys can say who, you guys can say whom, you guys can say who, that's all fine.
那你 care 的是什么样的?
The relative clause, or the relative pronoun that we talked about before.
Oh, so, like the person who lied to me.
Right, so many people say like, the person whom lied to me.
所以内容什么 the person who 怎么怎么样就不应该用 whom, 是吧?
Right, oh, it drives me crazy. Drives me crazy. And again, the irony, the hilarious irony here is that these people think they're so smart and they think they're right and they think that by using this word, they're showing people how smart they are.
但是他是用错了。
The emperor has no clothes.
对，我觉得就是你说的 the irony 就很讽刺 very ironic,
exactly.
对不对？说到 ironic 这个词，很多 native speaker 会说 ironical,其实
yes.
讽刺的形容词是 ironic, 不是 ironical.
Right, right, exactly. Well, that is another topic for another time, because actually native speakers do not understand irony either, which is a very, very, very unfortunate thing.
好，那我们今天节目的最后呢 ,one more mistake.
One more mistake, okay. I'll calm down a bit first. I know we got a little excited there.
我很少看他那么激动。
You can think about this as the last scene in the movie after it reached the, you know, the high point, the climax, and now everything's coming back down nicely. Here's a nice little one, and it actually uses that word, here's.
Oh, 我知道你要说到底是 here's 还是 here are.
Yes, so here's a few dollars.
对，其实语法上正确的是 here are a few dollars,
right,
对吧、
right.
这个 dollars 是复数，所以我们要用 are.
There's some cookies for you on the table, yes. Now, this one, again, it doesn't matter. This is the way that people speak, although I will suggest when you are writing to pay attention to this. There are many options.
对。
But if you're talking to your friend, you can just say,Here's many options, or there's many options.
啊，是，就是我觉得这个语法错误真的是可能最最常犯的 native speakers, 因为他已经这个错误被说的太多了，大家就接受了。但是就像 Adam 说的，书写的时候或者你考试的时候，千万不要混淆起来，单数、复数一定要分清。好，那我们今天的节目就到这儿。不知道在日常生活当中你有没有发现 native speakers 会犯的一些英语语法错误呢？如果有的话，请在留言里跟我们分享，看看能不能让 Adam 再激动一把。Okay, that's it from us. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next time.
All right, bye guys.